Italian sociologist Marco Omizzolo unlocks his small, beat-up gray sedan in an outdoor parking lot. We're on the outskirts of Latina, a farming town about an hour's drive south of Rome. Marco slides behind the steering wheel, but not before looking around cautiously. In the past few years, he's had two cars destroyed and dozens of death threats. He's now under Vigilanza Radiocomandata, police protection, where he has to inform authorities about all his moves. Today, he's headed to an area where he has to be extra cautious.
We are going to Borgo Armada, where living many, many Punjabi people, Sikh.
The Sikh workers, as many as 35,000, are ruled by an unofficial, widespread system called caporalato, according to the UN Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Slavery. In simple terms, they're under the control of gangmasters. A decade ago, Marco was a university researcher who decided to take on the life of immigrant Sikh workers in the area he grew up. What he experienced turned him into an activist.
So I see the real condition of these workers. I see the real slavery.
We drive past fields of green rose, lettuce, spinach, tomatoes. In the distance, you can make out human figures bent over in a row. Marco warns me not to take pictures. We reach Borgo Armada, a cluster of dilapidated shops and houses, and meet fellow workers' rights activist Gurmukh Singh, who now runs a small grocery store. Standing near the cash register that his wife tends, Gurmukh recalls arriving in Italy almost 30 years ago, when he was 17.
Those early years were a disaster. They paid us just 2 or 3 euros an hour. When we said we needed 5 euros, plus boots and gloves, they threatened to take our documents away, and even beat us. I worked so hard that I had to tie my legs together when I went to sleep so that they wouldn't jump.
Things improved slightly after Gurmukh and Marco Omizzolo organized two strikes, the latest last fall when 1,500 Sikhs protested. But the system of gangmasters still exists. Threatened workers still toil 6.5 days a week, up to 12 hours a day. Italian law dictates agricultural workers can work no more than 6 hours a day at 9 euros an hour. But enforcement is scarce. Farm worker Singh Majid drops by the store, which is also a kind of community center here. He says after 16 years here, he still works in the fields for just $6 an hour. I suffer from backaches, he tells me, but I don't do drugs. But a lot of the younger men do. Opium and heroin to manage back pain after hours of picking watermelons weighing up to 60 pounds. Manjeet seems embarrassed to talk about it. Drugs are taboo among Sikhs, Marco tells me. Back in the car, Marco turns off onto a side road lined with shacks and makeshift greenhouses and bicycles strewn out front. Here we can see the groups of workers more closely. Then, out of nowhere, a truck passes us and blocks our car. A man gets out and moves towards us, threatening. When he sees Marco on the phone, he yells, he'll call the police if we don't go. Slowly, he gets back into his truck, but barely moves it forward, so we're still trapped.
So we're going to try and pass this truck.
Marco tries to pass him, but he swerves to block us. Then he turns off into a farm, but another car appears and blocks us again, then drives away too.
Is that the first time this has happened?
No, every time.
Both of us are shaken by the palpable threat of violence. But Marco says this is where he grew up, and the Sikh community is now his community. And he won't stop working with them for their rights.
Yes, I know that this work is very dangerous. I know. But I think that is important too.
Megan Williams, DW Radio, Borgo Armada.